Hello and welcome to the Two Fat Brokers. I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Barney from Dubai.
Today we're talking about, should you buy a branded or serviced residence in Dubai or Abu Dhabi? What's your first thought, Barney? My first thought is, if I was buying, I don't think I'd be that interested.
Oh, well, you aren't one for like the nicer things in life, are you? Is it cheap? Yes,
and,
I'll buy that.
Meat and potatoes kind of chap.
No. For me.
Why?
Because you'll pay for the brand and then you'll pay extra service fees for the services.
So I mean, we've spoken about
and a lot of it isn't, sorry to interrupt, a lot of it isn't. So if I buy a serviced apartment, I'm still going to be paying extra for someone to come and clean it most of the time. Someone's going to come and do my washing, I'm going to pay extra for that. The service, 90% of the time, is a concierge. Maybe someone will take you shopping out your car and put it by your service entrance of your apartment. Maybe unpack it in your fridge. But that's about it, right? So, maybe a lifeguard if you're drowning.
Yeah, so there's a couple of points there. We'll take your second one there, which I think is really interesting. What we're seeing in Abu Dhabi is we're seeing branded residences, but also other residences, the service charge has kicked up. Mm. So our general service charge, let's say, was about 15 dirhams a square foot. It's now gone to 30, 35. And people need to be aware that when you're buying something and it says, oh, you get valet parking and concierge and dog sitting and masseuse and all that, that's your service charges. That's not the value of what you're buying. That's not bricks and mortar.
But a lot of the time, a masseuse is definitely not included in your service
well,
fees.
Well, I mean, might be or might not be. Yeah.
They'll have a barber's salon. Yeah. There ain't a barber
well,
there.
Well, so whichever way you do it, you're either paying it per use or in your service charges. But you should be careful that when you see that stuff, you don't think that that's a reason why you should be paying more for a property.
Yeah.
Because there are things that you pay for additionally.
Yeah. And you pay the additional service fees and you'll get all that stuff. It doesn't need a brand.
Exactly. So you shouldn't need... So yeah, be very careful. If the amenities include that, make sure that when you're looking at the fundamentals, you make sure that you're not paying extra for that, because you'll pay again when you actually get the thing handed over. But the second point is, and we've made this point before in another podcast, when you're buying off plan and it's a branded residence, you hope that, just like buying a Rolex, what you're getting at the end, because you don't know when it's off plan, is going to be very high quality.
Mm.
And therefore people, you know, will, let's say, pay more for a branded residence because they're gonna get that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's also, you know, there is also, I live in the Four Seasons versus I live in an Emaar building. You know,
yeah.
There is a certain caliber of person that you will be sharing your communal pool with and the communal sitting areas and, you know, having a couple's massage next to, you know,
yeah,
if you live in a Four Seasons versus an Emaar building.
Yeah, and I mean, in a way you could say, well, just don't brand it and make it really expensive and then you're only living with rich people. But I mean, Four Seasons hopefully have very, I mean, not hopefully,
how
I'm
do
sure
you then
they do,
rationalize
have very high
the
standards
price
of construction, of fit out, you know.
You can't just
of,
make it expensive and rich people will buy it.
No, no.
Like that's not how that
unless
works.
Unless it's just really nice, then they'll buy it.
So then you've got, okay, so this is one of those things. If you're going to build a brand, so I've got a friend of mine, Kareem from Innovate, built Palm Couture on the Palm, which is a beautiful building, half floor and full floor apartments, built a couple of villas on the Palm, has done really good stuff. And he's now building two buildings out on, what is it called? Dubai Island. And he's building a brand behind it. But he's also doing that without charging exorbitant amounts of service fees. Right, because he's in the process of trying to build a brand, which he will then build into something very special. So point being is, a lot of the time, the service fees that you pay aren't necessarily going to where they should.
Right? Here's where Dubai and Abu Dhabi are different. Because Abu Dhabi, the municipality audits the service fees. So, you know you're getting what you pay for.
Mm.
Now, whether that's valet or concierge or 20 lifeguards or whatever it is. Whereas I know the complaint in Dubai is, I'm paying a lot of service fees. Are these just going to the developer's pockets?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's.
Yeah, but I mean, that's more about just as a sort of a market on the whole. But I think we're sort of talking about branded developments. You know, I don't have the answer to it, to be honest with you, because obviously people are prepared to pay more for the brand. And this goes back to another conversation we were having. How much is your brand worth? What is your DeMac brand worth versus your Emar brand versus your H&H versus your Bengatti? Like, they all have an intrinsic value, what you're prepared to pay to live in that building. Because, you know, it's more now than just bricks and mortar and service fees and location.
Right? But I mean, hopefully the brand is not just a brand by itself. It's an indication of the quality. So hopefully, Nike trainers, it's not just because it's Nike. It's like, okay, so they're Nike trainers, so the quality should be of a certain standard.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's not always the case. And, you know, people, Rolex is a great example. The thing tells the time, right? Maybe it does it really accurately, but
it doesn't. I mean,
yeah, who, you know, it's actually.
My Apple Watch,
it's literally the brand.
Never loses any time. I can leave it on a charger and it never loses a second. Whereas my Rolex, you put it in a box, you got to set it every time and you put it back on.
Yeah, true. So I think, and so maybe there's two different things. We can take two examples in Abu Dhabi. So Aldar, fantastic reputation. People buy Aldar, people love it. They've just done Waldorf Astoria. So they have gone into this branded residence thing, and they haven't done it because too much, you know, that they're an unknown brand and people don't know what they're going to get at the end.
But Waldorf
should know. No, from Aldar.
Okay.
Because people know what you get from
Aldar. Brand guidelines. So the Waldorf Astoria will say, well, you have to build within our brand guidelines.
Yeah. But Aldar aren't doing it because they're worried that people won't buy because they don't know what they'll get. Whereas let's say Alain Properties, they're doing their Vida and their Four Seasons because they're a bit of an unknown brand. So people don't really know Alain, you know, they haven't, you know, launched or handed over anything, you know, recently.
Address JBL.
So they, I mean, in
but had
Abu Dhabi,
to be built to the address brand line standards.
Yeah. In Abu Dhabi. So it's a great way for these developers to say, listen, you know, you haven't heard of us, but you've heard of these other brands. You know, they are a guarantee that what you get handed over will be good quality.
Yeah.
Now on top, so those guys are using it, you know, as a guarantee of quality. So I don't think they can use the brand additionally too much, right? Because they're trying to persuade people of the quality at the end. Whereas I think Aldar, you know, the quality you're going to get. So then you can kind of add Waldorf Astoria onto that. So you can say, you know, what great quality we build, this is going to be, you know, even better.
Do Aldar build good quality?
That kind of thing. Yes. Although, to be honest, they haven't handed over a lot recently. Only a Villa community, I think, in the last 3 or 4 years.
What quality was that?
Yeah, decent.
Yeah.
I mean, so Aldar are repositioning themselves. So they've been kind of mid-market, like during the downturn. And so this Neuer, what they got handed over last time was, I think, launched in 2001. So now they've gone completely super luxury. And that started with all of their Sadia stuff, Louvre and Nobu and all this kind of stuff. So we are yet to see some of this super fancy stuff hand over. And so then we'll know, you know, what that really looks like. But yeah, they haven't built anything super fancy. Am I just going to check?
Yeah, I mean, it's
there.
The same. So premise is the same with Emaar in Dubai. People buy Emaar because they know that they will deliver and they know what they're going to get.
Yeah.
Right. And usually pretty good locations. That's what you're buying into with that brand. And the service fees are usually mid-level, you know, 25 to 32 dirhams a square foot.
Jeez, that's high level for Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, this goes back to the other conversation that we had the other week. Where's all that money going? But anyway, we don't need to delve down that rabbit hole one more time. So I think, you know, I don't think if you take it on a face, like apples to apples scenario, you can justify the finish of, a Four Seasons versus a finish of Emaar if they're side by side in the same place and all things being equal. But the brand carries a value, and that value is only valuable to the person who wants to buy it. We have a client of ours who has Four Seasons all over the world. Not really that interested in any other brands. But if a Four Season comes out, I want a Four Seasons, right? That brand, and you find this, and again, yeah, men are much more brand loyal than women. So if you can bring in a guy to your brand, be it deodorant, branded residences, cars, that man is likely to stick with you for almost his whole life.
I still use Lynx Africa.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
See?
Since I was 16.
Brand loyal. I bet you still shave with Gillette, same. Right? You know, but that, you know, that's the thing. So, if you know, brands are for certain things. If you can find a brand that a man resonates with, that guy will stick with you for a long time.
Yeah, and I think at the top of this, you and I said we weren't really that interested in let's say, branded and service resonances. And I think because we don't, like, well, personally, I don't mind paying for quality. Like if Four Seasons is a mark of quality, then I'm happy to buy that quality.
Mm.
But what I don't want to buy is Four Seasons quality and then Four Seasons name on top like that. Yeah. So yeah. I'm having to pay just because it's known as Four Seasons. I'm happy to pay Four Seasons quality, but the name.
Okay. You know. So let's say, oh, we keep on saying Four Seasons. All right. Let's say Omniat. Right. Omniat have a relatively high service fee, roughly around 50 dirhams a square foot.
Yeah.
And if you knew for that 50 dirhams a square foot, you can bring your car, park it out the front, someone will take it down, unload your shopping, come to your house, put it all in your fridge, do your ironing, do your washing, do your cleaning. There's a chef that you can pay extra for, but literally living there, your service fees cover everything. Worth it, right?
Yeah. Maintenance.
Now take away... half of what I've just said. Yeah, maintain as well. Come and change a light bulb, won't charge you anything. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I take away half of that. All of a sudden, it's like, well, that's not worth it. That's not worth it for me, and I'm now not going to buy in that building. And I'm not saying that's what Omniat are doing. I just chose a different brand because we seem to be all over Four Seasons right now.
Yeah, true.
You know, if you can add value with your service fees, all of a sudden, brand's worth it, yes. Service fees worth it, yes. Really good opportunity to buy something where you get value. But I think what a lot of brands are doing at the moment is charging you that service fee. That's not worth it. Yeah, I'll pay a million extra for the brand, 20% extra for the brand. But I also want to know...
So you'd pay extra for the brand? Even if
it was
no
a mark of quality,
Right, but then you're paying extra for the quality, not the brand.
Yeah, and then you pay extra for the service because it's better than everything you'll get
right,
elsewhere.
Right, so what we're really saying is we don't care about the brand. We just want the quality and the service, and we'll pay for that.
But depends whether, on the brand
whatever
is,
it's called, if it's called Omniat, Vida, Four Seasons, Rosewood, whatever, we don't care. It should be just a mark of what we're getting.
But that is the mark, isn't it? The brand is the mark of what you get.
Yeah, but if you bought Four Seasons and then it changed from Four Seasons to, you know, Joe Bloggs's apartments, we'd be fine.
I don't like
that
name.
I mean, for example, we'd be fine with it because we're like, well, it doesn't matter. I haven't lost any value here.
No, I think you would lose value, right? This goes back to the conversation about what's your brand worth.
No, but what we're saying is that the quality of it is Vida quality or, you know, Marriott quality. So... you know, whether it's called Marriott or Vida or Four Seasons or whoever, it doesn't matter.
No,
it's
because
the quality.
That brand has a value.
Oh, well, I don't want to pay for that. I don't want to pay for the
brand.
So
don't buy one of those developments. Why are you annoying me?
I'm not. You're going back on what you said. You
what did
said
I say?
You don't want to pay extra for the name.
No, I'm happy to pay extra for the name depending on what the name is. I was talking about the service fees. I'm not happy to pay additional service fees if it's not value.
Yeah, we spoke about that already.
Okay, sorry. Was I behind the times or were you?
What about furniture? You gonna pay more if it's furnished?
Yeah. Yeah, but again...
Furnishing something's cheaper.
Furnishing something's like cheaper, but again, it's a ball ache, right? It's a pain in the backside having to furnish something.
You can pay someone to do it.
Yeah, fine, but then you'll pay an additional on top for that person's services to go and furnish it. And then there's a time frame. A lot of people just want to go, okay, well, this is what I'm getting. I'm fine. Like, I'll pay you a premium for the furniture package. The furniture package is worth $1.5 million. I'll pay you $2 million just for the sake of it.
What kind of furniture package is worth $1.5 million?
Nice ones. Nice
that
ones.
That is outrageous.
I mean, none of them are worth that, but people pay that.
I mean, I think developers often say furnished and white goods and stuff like that, and they'll charge you a lot more than the furniture and the white
they
goods.
They do, 100%. And they buy it at a lot less because they're buying bulk.
Yeah. And so do you find then that developers now, because now I think about it, that's right, developers are just shoving a huge amount into these things. Furnished, concierge, you know, hot and cold running dog walkers, you know, just shoving more and more and more stuff in.
Yeah, because there's
and saying,
so much competition.
It's worth so much more. But I mean, but they're not doing it to beat the competition. They're getting doing it to make more money and saying, listen, all this stuff you get is ridiculous. No, I would argue that
you have to add more stuff to beat the competition.
Well, I mean, there's not as much competition in Abu Dhabi. I mean, very little.
I mean, basically. Here there is.
Yeah, in Dubai, I'm sure. Yeah. And it goes back to the podcast we did about marketing as well. If you can get like big Hollywood, Bollywood stars, you know, you're trying to stand out from the crowd.
But right, if everyone's offering concerts. Right, here's a question. Which famous person would you go, oh, I need to buy in that place because he likes it?
Johnny Wilkinson.
Yeah, I knew that.
Nigella Lawson. Without a hesitation.
Nigella Lawson. She's running the kitchen.
Second.
Okay, Johnny Wilkinson residences. At what point do you go, yeah, no, I don't buy into that guy? And then you go, oh, no, but hang on, Shah Rukh Khan. I'm buying it. It's Shah Rukh Khan.
Did Johnny Wilkinson design the finishings? That's what I want to know, because if he did, then I'm in. But is he just slapping his name on it like some media
No,
whore?
You wake up in the morning and he's doing your iron
for you. I thought he's like stroking your hair.
With an iron.
Yeah. The weird stroking motion you got there. Yeah, anyway. I mean, it's like everyone's got a price, right?
Johnny Wilkinson is your Achilles
Charge
heel.
Charge me anything, I will pay it. Yeah. So furniture package you think is often worth it, worth paying a little bit more?
I don't, but people will do.
Okay.
I don't, no, not at all. Why pay extra for what everyone else has got? I don't get that.
And I feel like furniture is also quite personal.
That's what I mean. Yeah, same.
I mean, if you're going to use it, I guess if you're just going to use it for like Airbnb or something, they won't. And actually,
can't usually Airbnb branded residences.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. Mm. Like, they're really funny about it. And I thought, well, why
it's got to be exclusive,
why
darling.
Why are you giving me like a furnished, like, you know, one bed or whatever in a branded residence with all of these mod cons if I can't Airbnb it? Like, why is it furnished? Makes no sense.
So that you don't have to furnish it when you move into it, dopey.
Yeah, but you don't get end users buying off plan, like generally speaking.
But that's what they want. They want end users to buy off plan. That's why they stop you from flipping until you've paid 40%, because they don't really want you to flip it. They want you to move into it.
I mean, mostly I think they don't want you to flip it because you might flip it to someone who you know, can't pay, or, you know, or they allow you to flip it.
I don't think they really care.
If you don't have enough payments to make, or you don't have the money to make the payments.
They just,
I mean, they shouldn't, yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, they just want to make sure they've at least got 40% up front, because then that's them funding the building, probably.
Yeah, that's probably true. They can build it off the
So anyway, in summation... Yes, in summation, we don't really know. I guess it's entirely... up to the individual, the discerning individual, as to whether you're prepared to pay or see value in the brand and the services that they provide.
What I would say, and I think I'm going to be rude to buyers here, I think I'm going to be a bit rude, is people really rely on brands when they aren't sure what they're buying, when they don't have good knowledge of the product. And so they just say, I don't really understand, you know, whether this is a good investment or not. So I'm just going to rely on the brand. And I'm just going to say, it's this brand, so that's good enough for me, so that I don't have to do too much research or know too much about
that's
it.
It's really
kind of a hedge on quality. Yeah, and I feel that happens particularly in the Middle East, where I think you've got a lot of people who, let's say, a lot of entrepreneurs who've, like, you know, made money recently, and they don't have like long
nouveau riche.
Let's say nouveau riche. Yeah.
You make a very valid point, and I actually have an example of that. So recently, a chap called Hamza reached out to me because he watches this podcast, and he said, hello Hamza. And he said, look, Barney, I've been offered these things on the canal. I've been offered these things
Canal's
in downtown. He said, but I can't make up my mind. What do you think? And I was like, Hamza, look, I don't really do off plan, but let me go to these developers on the canal. Let me go to these developers in Business Bay in DIFC. And one of them, I found him an apartment that he would have, you know, fit his criteria quite nicely. And I was like, look, I don't know what these guys are developing. They're actually a bigger developer from Abu Dhabi in DIFC. You know, what's on the floor? Ceramics on the floor. Okay, fine. Well, what's the cabinetry? Where's the cabinetry from? Oh, it's high quality gloss finish. I'm like, okay. What about your glass partitions? Where are they from? Oh, that's high quality glass partition. I'm like, hang on a minute. Like, you said you've got stone on the walls. What stone is it? High quality stone. Now this guy wants to drop 100 million dirhams on a penthouse with you. And
how
you,
much?
And you can't tell me where the travertine on the floors come from. You can't tell me what your sanitary wear is going to be. You can't tell me where your door hinges are from. You can't tell me, like, you literally can't tell me who's putting your kitchen.
You need to know where the door hinges
are from? Yeah, good door hinges are important. You can often tell, right?
Yeah.
Attention to detail comes down to the little things like door hinges. If you look at a door hinge, you know, this guy has spent good money on his door hinges and on the hinges to your...
You look at door hinges?
Yeah, I do.
You're operating in a world I've never even imagined.
But that's where you see whether someone skimped on it, right? Uh-huh. Because people are like, no one ever looks at door hinges.
It's called value engineering, but I'm not skimping.
Exactly. But if you know and that you've looked into the fact that they've spent good money on their, I mean, everybody's using Jesse now, but, you know, good money on their sanitary wear. But if you can actually look and see where they would have value engineered it and they haven't, then you know you're buying a good product, not just in door hinges. Anyway, point being, these guys, I had to go through three different email sets with three different people for them to finally go, okay, well, this is where our kitchen's coming from. This is where our you know, our metalwork's coming from. You know, point, you know, this should be readily available to someone who wants to be able to spend that kind of money.
For that high-end stuff, yeah, for sure. But for, like, but what
this
we
guy
see for,
didn't know what he was getting.
Yeah. What we see for common or standard launches is the sales agents don't know till the day before all of this stuff because it leaks out, and they don't train them on where, you know, where the sanitary wear is from or where the appliances are from or anything. And sometimes the developer doesn't even know themselves. Well, we haven't thought that far down the road. We're just going to sell it first, and then now we'll work out what the finishes are going to be later.
You must have done it. You must have known how much all of this stuff was going to cost you for you to be able to get a price point on it.
Roughly, I'm
not sure. Roughly. I mean, okay, roughly to within a million dirhams of you know, travertine flooring or, you know.
Well, listen, when you're buying a 100 million penthouse, I mean, you obviously need to know.
Yeah. But when you're building a building, you've got to, your QS has got to have gone through and gone, well, this is how much your glass is going to cost. This is how much your kitchens are going to cost. This is how much your door hinges are going to cost.
Just look at the last one you built. Should be pretty soon.
Sure. All right. Well, again, lots of ground covered there. No real discerning end.
Yeah, no, I think we nailed that topic.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you're okay. Willing to pay extra for a brand name, and I'm not.
If the brand name's worth it, I agree. I am.
I don't think that's what you said. Anyway.
Okay, fine. Well,
we've been Two Fat Brokers.
If only someone was recording this.
I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Barney from Dubai.
And thank you very much for your time. We'll see you next time.